Welcome to another episode of the Highland Piper Podcast, the podcast for pipe enthusiasts. I'm your host, George, and today we are diving into the essential topic of pipe maintenance and care. This is a topic that may not seem as fascinating as others, but definitely adds to the ritual of pipe smoking. Whether you are a seasoned pipe smoker or just starting out, proper maintenance is key to enjoying a great smoking experience. So let's get started. Firstly, let's talk about why pipe maintenance is so crucial. A well-maintained pipe not only provides a better smoking experience, but also extends the lifespan of your pipe. Proper care ensures that your pipe remains in optimal condition, preventing issues like gurgling, uneven burns, and bad flavors. Now, let's discuss the cleaning process. It is essential to clean your pipe regularly to remove residue and moisture that can build up over time. A few minutes spent after every smoke not only contribute to the health of your pipe, but also ensure that you will have a pleasant experience in your future smokes. Removing ash and debris. After each smoke, gently tap out any remaining ash and debris from the bowl using a pipe tool or tamper. Use a clean sheet of paper and gently turn it around the bowl to gather any remaining ashes. Remember that we do not want to scratch it, so be as gentle as possible. Pipe cleaners. Use high-quality pipe cleaners dipped in water, alcohol, or pipe cleaning solution to scrub the interior of the stem and shank. This helps to remove any buildup and ensures a clean and clear airway. I personally dip my cleaners in water and use a dry one at the end to absorb any humidity from the bowl. Sweetening the bowl. Occasionally, it's beneficial to sweeten the bowl by applying a small amount of honey or bourbon or whiskey to a pipe cleaner and swabbing the inside of the bowl. This can help to remove any ghosting flavors and refresh the pipe. Also, the more smokes a pipe has, the more it builds the so-called cake around the bowl, which gives an extra taste and can enhance flavor. This is the reason why you should not be too harsh when cleaning the bowl. Storing your pipe. Proper storage is equally important to maintain your pipe's condition and prevent damage. Drying out. After cleaning, allow your pipe to dry thoroughly before storing it. This helps to prevent mold and mildew growth. Pipe stand or rack. Invest in a pipe stand or rack to store your pipes upright. This not only displays your pipes beautifully, but also allows them to air out and dry properly. Avoid extreme temperatures. Store your pipes in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight and extreme temperatures, which can cause the wood to warp or crack. Maintaining the stem and mouthpiece. The stem and mouthpiece of your pipe require special attention to ensure a comfortable and hygienic smoking experience. Polishing the stem. Use a soft cloth and a bit of non-abrasive polish to clean and polish the stem, removing any oxidation and restoring its shine. If your pipe has a plastic stem, make sure to wash it with soap and water after every use and clean it thoroughly using the thin part of the pipe cleaner dipped in water. This way, not only do you ensure that it remains clean, but also that the airway remains open. Replacing filters. If your pipe uses a filter system, make sure to replace it regularly to maintain optimal airflow and taste. The frequency depends on how often are you smoking your pipe. I personally try to change it after every smoke, even though there are times where I have used it twice, but not more than that. Avoid biting the stem. To prevent damage and wear, avoid biting or clenching the stem while smoking. Instead, hold the pipe gently and comfortably in your hand. Final tips and recommendations. Before we wrap up, here are some quick tips and recommendations for maintaining and caring for your pipe. Rotate your pipes regularly to allow them to rest and dry out between uses. Avoid using harsh cleaning agents or abrasive materials that can damage the finish of your pipe. Consider investing in a pipe reamer for removing carbon buildup and maintaining the shape of the bowl. This ties back to my comment for the cake. Even though we want some buildup, we do not want to overdo it in the expense of your pipe's life. That's all for today's episode on pipe maintenance and care. I hope you found these tips helpful in keeping your pipe in excellent condition for many enjoyable smokes to come. Join us next time as we continue to explore the wonderful world of pipe smoking. Until then, happy puffing!